1 is don't open your Friday presents.
There were thousands of them. Okay, everybody ready? Set? Hurry, Art, get in your chair. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kenny-Tio Independent School District. It's May the 22nd. It is 6:04 p.m. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cousins? Here. Mr. Coronado? Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Oh. Mrs. Cousins?
Present.
Here.
Item 2A is discussion and possible action to authorize real estate broker to initiate sale and purchase discussion with the owner of a certain real property, Mr. Blanco.
Thank you, President Searles, board members, and Dr. Murdy. You recall from our last meeting, I know Mr. Rodriguez was not here, but the rest of you were, we had a discussion in closed session regarding the current status of efforts to identify property and other options regarding the administrative office here. At that meeting, we did not have an agenda item allowing us to authorize our broker, CBRE, to actually begin the discussion process with the property owner. So we asked that this item be placed on the agenda. If you're inclined to allow CBRE to approach the property owner, which we don't want to identify at this point in time, he will do so, and he will ask for the property owner's description, whether or not they're actually interested in entertaining a bid, whether they have a set price. It will be the initial round of discussions, and that will come back to the board for additional consideration and approval of any counteroffer. If it's a price that the board can live with, if he gives us a particular price, that's something you can consider. So there's not a specific number, but we do need actual board action to allow Mr. McCleskey to initiate that sale and purchase discussion.
Through the chair. President, I just want to clarify and make mention, this is not specifically for you use the term administration building.
No.
That is not what we're talking about here tonight. We're talking about a piece of property that the board is looking to possibly look at.
That's correct.
And it has no specific purpose whatsoever at this point.
That's correct.
So what do we need to do, move to initiate?
We need a motion to authorize.
To authorize the real estate broker to initiate sale and purchase discussion with the owner of certain property?
Correct.
So moved.
What if they say, well, name a number? Do they have to come back to the board at that point?
Yes. It's doubtful. In my discussion with Mr. Cluster, he fully expects to get at least a starting point. If that property owner is inclined to sell, you may also get a, sorry, we're not interested in selling. Mm-hmm. But we need to know that.
Thank you. Motion's on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. That takes us to B.
Item B, discussion and possible action regarding energy savings performance contract services, RFQ 1205, Dr. Burke and Mr. Chapman.
President Searles, board members, audience members, you'll recall that several months ago we awarded the RFQ for energy management services in a less than comprehensive manner to only include the high school. That was awarded to Johnson Controls, who have now signed their part one contract. Their contract comes in two phases. The part one contract was signed, and they are endeavoring their initial work at the high school. What now remains is the same RFQ. The other portion, which is the rest of the district, which was not awarded. However, the RFQ was structured and motion was made in such a manner that the board can at any time award the other schools, the other energy management portion of the RFQ, the other portions of the district, to any energy management vendor who applied to the RFQ initially. And it has been asked and put on the agenda to possibly look at going ahead and awarding the other half of the RFQ at this time. And so we are here to answer any questions present that to you. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we approve the energy savings performance contract for district-wide with Johnson Controls.
I'll second.
To include all facilities?
All district-wide, the whole district.
Is that a comprehensive or?
Comprehensive.
And is it just the bond project?
District-wide.
Anything that needs to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Including the bond project, obviously.
I believe they do the whole comprehensive, then they come back and they'll let us know.
Yes, there's an assessment, and then you go from there. Okay. Can I ask a legal question to Mr. Blanco? Mr. Blanco, we have signed the contract for Part 1, less than comprehensive, for Canandaigua High School alone. And on Friday of last week, they crawled all over the high school starting their assessment. They started the work as per their contract. With now, if this motion goes forward, is this motion correct in that it's now taking on the whole thing? Are we going to have to tear up that less than comprehensive for the high school and do a whole new one, or how will it go forward?
What he says.
Yeah.
I think we could actually, we'll have to approach Johnson Controls, but I think that we could amend the contract that was signed this past week, and then we have, I don't know if they're going to want a second contract, we already have.
Well, it's district wide, so it includes a bond.
Any other questions or discussion? Letty, I can't see your face
tonight. No, ma'am. Sorry. No, thank you.
Okay, Tony, please.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Stroh?
Yes.
Takes to the consent agenda, which administration recommends as presented.
Does anybody want to join?
Motion to approve consent agenda. Second the motion.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as it reads, A through F. Does anybody want to pull anything off of it? Letty?
No.
I can see you
doing it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes. That takes us to
executive session, and the time is now 6:11 p.m. and the meeting is closed under Texas Government Code Section 551074-551071 for discussion regarding personnel matters and the assignment and duties of certain personnel.
Thank you.